Musicians and artists often describe how their influences find them. In Benny Grunch's case, his divine inspiration came from a handheld radio and took the form of humor, deaf storytelling, and a love for his hometown. Benny Grunch Anton is the founding member of Benny Grunch and the Bunch, a group that for decades has performed songs of satirical nostalgia for New Orleans. In this edition of NOLA Life Stories, Benny takes us on a highly musical memoir, from childhood to the origins of his band.
Yeah, I didn't have a musical family. I don't know what the deal was. I think my mother, she sent me to Worldlines for guitar lessons when I was like 11 years old. I think she just didn't know what the hell to do with me, so that's what she did. And then when I was 10 or 11 years old, my mother gave me a little radio she got at the jewelry store where she worked, a Bulova radio, about half the size of a carton of cigarettes. And I could stick it under my pillow at night and listen to the radio all night. And that's what I would do until I just fell asleep.
Starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston and Phil Harris and his orchestra.
And I just loved all the comedy music. The Coasters tunes just fit me perfectly. Titles like Yakety Yak, Don't Talk Back. It was a mama fussing at the kid. And the kid was a yakety yak. And somebody's voice was a don't talk back.
Take out the papers and the trash, or you don't get no spending cash. If you don't scrub that kitchen floor, you ain't gonna rock and roll no more. Yakety-yak!
Don't talk back.
Just finish cleaning up your room.
You know, when I left St. Dominic's, when I was asked not to come back, my mother sent me to Ecole Classique, a private school. But that's where I learned to write. The headmaster was our English teacher, and I would write funny stuff, and he didn't get angry when I'd write funny stuff. He thought it was great, and he encouraged me.
Give me a G.
G.
Give me a E.
E.
Give me a D.
D.
I wrote a poem called Garbage Night. I don't know if you know what a beatnik is, but that was the goatees, and the black slacks and a sweatshirt and playing bongo drums and reciting poetry. Garbage Night is one of those poems that you recite while someone plays bongo drums and flute. And it's
south from the mouth of the Orleans Canal, all the way to Avondale Homes. Brave young men walk into the dark, down to the curb all alone.
Anyway, it's about, you get this job when you're about 8 years old, and a job you'll probably keep for the rest of your lives. It's garbage night. And I got the job to take out the garbage when I was 8 years old. Now I'm 71 and I have the same job. I still take out the garbage and garbage night.
Okay, all you coolest of cats and ladies, direct from a three-night gig at Martin Brothers on St. Claude with tonight's first recitation. It's Benny Bartlow and the Existential Lucky Dog Trio.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Benny. Make us one with everything.
So I called my little band the Dirty Versions, and we played at the Brown Door. And I made a bunch of posters, and I put them all over campus. Oh, and one of the posters said, Lena Grunch, a name I'd made up out of the blue. L-E-N-A, Lena Grunch. Loves the Dirty Versions. You will too on Wednesdays and Fridays at the Brown Door. And as I was leaving the dean's office, he had the posters on his desk, and he pointed to that poster and he said, you know what, Anton, we're going to find out who this Grunch woman is. And I thought, he thinks it's a real person. So I called the band from then on at the Brown Door. The next Wednesday or Friday we play there, Lena Grunch's Bunch. And by the end of the night, everybody was just saying, Benny Grunch and the Bunch.
Yeah, it wasn't too long ago. Maybe it was. Riding down Canal Boulevard on my simplex, pulled in the Rockery Inn, trapped my straight pipes. Parking lot was full, chugging chariots, road rebels were there. And all the cars with the finest girls had names on the back like Jokers, Corvettes, Contours. So I figured right then and there, if I was ever gonna get any chicks, I gotta get a band.